Langston Hughes is remembered as a celebrated poet of the Harlem Renaissance, but the man who helped him start his literary career is largely forgotten. Carl Van Vechten found Hughes a publisher, and the two men corresponded for 4 decades. A new collection of their letters reveals much about their interracial friendship and about the explosion of black literature in the years following World War I. The book, Remember Me to Harlem, was compiled and annotated by Emily Bernard. From New York, Tom Vitale reports.
Emily Bernard says most people assume it was her interest in Langston Hughes that got her hooked on editing the letters in Remember Me to Harlem. In fact, the 33-year-old scholar says it was the other guy, flamboyant Carl Van Vechten, who intrigued her.
He was someone who was a visionary, always on the margins, always seeing a trend before it was going to happen. And African-American literature was one of those trends he identified before it actually became hot.
Van Vechten's passion for black writing helped to launch the Harlem Renaissance. In the 1920s, Van Vechten was a respected novelist and feature writer for Vanity Fair. On his advice, his friends Alfred and Blanche Knopf published the first books by Zora Neale Hurston, James Weldon Johnson, and Neville Washington. Van Vechten personally delivered Langston Hughes' first collection of poetry, The Weary Blues, to Knopf. In turn, Hughes's lyrical insights provided Van Vechten with a window on the street life of African Americans. An excerpt from a 1925 Hughes letter is read by novelist Brian Keith Jackson.
Dear Carl, I know very little to tell you about the blues. They've always impressed me as being very sad, sadder even than the spirituals, because their sadness is not softened with tears, but hardened with laughter, the absurd, incongruous laughter of a sadness without even a god to appeal to. In the Gulf Coast blues, one can feel the cold northern snows, the memory of the melancholy mist of the Louisiana lowlands, the shack that is home, the worthless lovers with hands full of give me, mouths full of much oblige, the eternal unsatisfied longings.
As well as discussing Bessie Smith's first record, The Gulf Coast Blues, Langston Hughes and Carl Van Vechten gossiped about Bessie Smith herself, who Van Vechten befriended. In more than 1,000 letters written over 40 years, they traded stories about common acquaintances, including James Baldwin, W.E.B. Du Bois, Ralph Ellison, and H.L. Mencken.
It's a very rich, movable feast of personalities and events and incidents.
David Levering Lewis is author of When Harlem Was in Vogue.
If you want the flavor of the 20s, for sure, this collection is a wonderful window onto that time and that relationship. And it's not only, of course, Hughes and Van Vechten. Throughout, they're talking about interesting people.
But Hughes and Van Vechten were guarded when they were talking about themselves. When they met at a Harlem party, Hughes was 22 years old, Van Vechten twice his age. An excerpt from Van Vechten's letter of June 4, 1925 is read by author David Leeming.
There are so many things that one can't talk about in a letter. I think a long conversation would be advantageous to both of us. Perhaps a little later, you can run over for a couple of days and talk and look at my books and make yourself as comfortable as you can, chez moi. Pansies and marguerites to you, Carl.
Hughes writes back, pansies and marguerites to you too. To me, that signals a real affiliation they had to a very thriving, burgeoning gay male culture in New York at that time. This was a time when men would identify themselves to each other as gay men by wearing pansies in their lapels.
But Emily Bernard insists in her book that Van Vechten and Hughes were never lovers. Historian David Levering Lewis says she's just denying the obvious.
You can't read those letters without thinking that if you had to go into court, you'd be in pretty good shape, making your circumstantial case that the relationship was inflected by sex.
The one area where Langston Hughes and Carl Van Vechten didn't get along was politics. Hughes grew up in a broken family with little money. When he became a celebrated poet, he wanted to use his work to advance the causes of the poor. Van Vechten, on the other hand, was from a wealthy family, and he was famously apolitical.
April 3rd, 1933. Dear Langston, the revolutionary poems seem very weak to me. I mean very weak on the lyric side. I think in 10 years, whatever the social outcome, you'll be ashamed of these. Why attack the Waldorf?
About the Waldorf, I don't agree with you. At the time that I wrote the poem, it was one of the best American symbols of too much as against too little. I believe that you yourself told me that the dining room was so crowded that first week that folks wouldn't get in to eat $10 dinners. And not many blocks away, the bread lines I saw were so long that other folks couldn't reach the soup kitchens for a plate of free and watery soup.
It wasn't a friendship of two people who overcame race and, like, you know, walked off down the meadow together. They were always sort of in some kind of, I think, combat.
Emily Bernard says the differences between Langston Hughes and Carl Van Vechten in politics, age, background, and race made their lifelong friendship even more remarkable.
I was inspired by this friendship, by an interracial friendship that took place at a time when it was almost legally prohibited. Black and white people couldn't mingle together as peers in restaurants, in hotels, in parks. But in this Jim Crow era, that they were able to find a space to be close and to be equals is a triumph, I think.
Hughes and Van Vechten wrote to each other until Van Vechten died in 1964 at the age of 84. Until the very end, their letters expressed enthusiasm for the literary life of Harlem.
June 2nd, 1964. Dear Langston, you and I have been through so many new Negroes that we're a little tired of it all. But I was really excited about the group you've brought together. Leroy Jones, who appears to be somebody, I photographed long since. I wonder when he and Baldwin will have a fight. It'll be a big one.
Langston Hughes died in 1967. The letters of Carl Van Vechten and Langston Hughes have been compiled and annotated by Emily Bernard in Remember Me to Harlem. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.